giving thanks to God in that way. I want to just tell you right up front, this service is going to be somewhat interactive. And interactive for some of you scares you, and that doesn't mean interactive like I'm going to point you out specifically and say, hey, you. And then right now, some of you are just avoiding eye contact with me. I appreciate that. I'm not going to do that, but I would like you to enter in. So, Vince, why don't you help me out here, and maybe somebody else in the back. I don't know if Jeff can help me. Hey, Jeff, can you help me for a moment? If you did not receive a card that looks like this, you need one. So raise your hand real quickly. If you did not receive a card, I think most people got them. We've got a couple on the front here. You need a card that says, give thanks. Keep it raised till they give it to you. Thank you. Awesome. Do you have something to write with? We also offered pens. Anybody need something to write with? If you're thinking, I'm not going to write something, that's not really one of the options. I'm just asking you if you need something to write. Anybody need a pen? All right, raise, keep your hands up. All right, guys, let's go with the pens as well. Keep those hands up high. Don't write anything on the card yet. Just get it ready to go and make sure you have something to write with. Raise your hand. Vince, can you bring back the basket? We have some people that need a pen. Keep your hand up. You can keep the pen if you really need it. If not, you can just put it in the basket on the way back. Anybody need a pen? Everybody good? Oh, here we go. All right. Aren't you glad you came? All right. Be thankful. You could be sitting someplace else right now in another church where you're doing absolutely nothing but taking a nap. That's not going to happen today. And if you're sitting next to somebody who's prone to that, help me out. All right? The Bible is adamant and full of opportunities and examples of giving thanks to God. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. So we want to do that, and a couple ways I want to do that. And instead of me kind of preaching the message or preaching the sermon, you're going to help me out this morning on purpose. We have done this before, and I really appreciated how you interacted and helped me out. So in just a moment, we're going to have some verses that come up on the screen, all right? And as they do, I'm going to ask somebody to volunteer to stand up and to read the verse from the screen so everybody can hear it. I'm looking for men or women or young people. It doesn't matter to me. I just stand up and say it loud and clear. I'm not going to put a microphone in your face, but the idea is let's look at what the Bible says about giving thanks to the Lord, and is it proper to do that? So the first one, go ahead, Rick. I need someone to stand up and say it. I can read it, but I would like someone to say it. This is a service of thanksgiving to God, which means it really shouldn't matter what other people think. It's to God.
I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds.
All right, that wasn't so bad, was it? Thank you, Nikki, for doing that. Here's another verse, Psalm 105 and verse 1. All right, as we move, I will give you some parameters, so this side, just hold off for a minute here. And I would like to hear from a guy on this side. Nothing again. You guys, your gals did great. Here's the next one.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
Could you stand for us and say that? Because somebody was... All right, go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead and stand and say it for us, David. Amen. That's just a sample. Over and over again in the Bible, it talks about giving thanks to God, for he is what? He is good. So, the cards. Why do I have the cards this morning? Because I want to give you an opportunity as I walk you through some things to give thanks to God and then to give thanks for other people and then to share those with us. And typically, some of you will not share unless you have something in front of you. So, why the cards? Why this kind of a service? Well, I found this quote that I thought was interesting. It says this, "Dear God, I want to take a minute not to ask for anything from you, but simply to say thank you." So this morning's service is not about prayer requests. It's about praise and thanksgiving to God for who he is and for other people that he's brought into our life. So I'm going to ask you to try to follow my instructions, if you would, as best you can. But let me lead you in the first part. The first part in the top of the card says this, give thanks to God. And then it says, I'm thankful that God is. And underneath it says who he is. So what I'm looking for is for you to come up with a noun, singular noun that describes who God is, something that you're thankful for about who God is. One word, I'm thankful that God is. Now, some of you might be struggling right away. Some are already writing something down. So let's look at some verses. You can take some of the words from the verses if you'd like. But again, let's look at some verses that tell us about who God is. Go ahead, Rick. Somebody read those two verses. Out loud. Amen. Another verse. Somebody read that for me.
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I shall take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
Okay. All right, a couple more verses. Go ahead. This side again. Let's hear from this side. Thank you. All right, just a sample there. So, for a moment, stop looking at me, look at your card, and write down that one word, that noun, that you're thankful that God is this. And we call this an attribute of God, a characteristic of God, one of his attributes. I am thankful that God is. So, I know some of you are still looking at me like I'm going to have mysterious words just appear on my face and a lot of forehead area here, but it's not going to happen. I would love for you to write that down. If you need to look over and get some help from a neighbor, that's okay. But we don't do this enough. We really don't. In the Old Testament, the Israelites would gather together often in groups, and what they would do, they really didn't have potluck dinners in the Old Testament. Not too many, I don't think. They really didn't gather together and make quilts. And nothing wrong with those things. But what they often did is they would gather together as a group, as a community of Yahweh followers. And you know what they would do? Give thanks to God for who he was in their life and who he is in their lives. And so that's what we're doing right now. So a little bit of a kind of a popcorn thing going on here. You don't have to stand, but we just maybe kind of enter into this a little bit orderly. We'll go back and forth one side to another. I would love to have you encourage each other and give thanks to God by sharing some of the things that you have. So if you have five, you only can share one because I only asked you to write down one. So this side, I'm thankful that God is one person.
Love.
Over here. Okay, trustworthy, over here. Awesome. Savior. Righteous. One at a, yeah, one. I salvation. Faithful. Ooh, that was like speaking in tongues. What happened there? All right. Go ahead, Lauren. And who was the other one?
Refuge.
Patience. Over here. Merciful.
Sovereign.
Creator.
Healer.
Forgiven. King. All-knowing.
Gracious.
Defender. I know, I'm just repeating. Go ahead. Creator.
Eternal.
Rock. Good. Redeemer. What's that?
Awesome.
Okay, that was a repeat. Oh, here we go. Oh, big words. There we go. All right. All present. Absolutely. Aren't you glad that God doesn't leave you and go play hide and seek? Father. Omniscient. Why didn't he? Slow to anger. All right. So, wow. We could keep going, and I didn't want to make it a competition, but you did great. Both sides were able to come up with these things. And I know it was a little bit confusing at first, but whatever you have on your card, you need to say that to God again sometime today, and maybe sometime this week. Or when you're feeling that God is distant and you're not sure how he's operating in your life, you need to remember, I am thankful that God is this. Because the Bible talks about false gods, and it says that they are deaf and powerless. Elijah even said to the Baal worshippers, perhaps your God is on vacation or tending to some earthly matters. But that's not our God. I'm thankful that God is. Isn't that great? Thankful that God is. Second part of the card. This is where you have to pay attention, if you would. I'm thankful that God is, but also I'm thankful that God has, and then blank me, what he has done for you spiritually. Now you must use a verb, not a noun. I'm thankful that God has, and then you put a verb in there. One word, a verb, me. Okay? So let me give you a real simple one, but it's a great one just to start you off with. I'm thankful that God has saved me. You're like, oh. You can use that if you absolutely need to, and it's a great one. So let me give you some verses. I'm going to start on this side. If someone would read this next verse, go ahead, Rick. Someone on this side, read this verse. Yes. Over here, this verse.
He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace.
That's a good verse. I'll read this next one because it's really long and some of you have not wanted to do that. But Ephesians chapter 1, go ahead, Rick, you can put it up. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. There's a lot in there. So, on your card, I'm thankful that God has, and then put that verb in, me. Fill that out if you would. Because this is a little bit different category, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand and I'll call on you to share your word here. Let's talk a little bit about what God has done for us. Because it's a good thing to what? Give thanks to the Lord. Not only for who he is, but for what he's done for us. Start this side. Raise your hand before you say it, and then I'll call. Yes, go ahead. Guided. Think of God has guided me. Yes.
Cleansed.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, it's forgiven.
Strong.
Okay, over here. Deb. What? Adopted me. Yes. Over here, Rob.
Redeemed.
Pursued. Yes. I don't know if any of you found yourself just walking down the street and thought, hey, I think I'll follow God today. I think you had somebody, like a shadow behind you. God pursuing you. Absolutely. I was minding my own business in Rome, New York, and God's like, I think I'll show up at your house. What's he doing? That's what he did. Over here. Raise your hand so I can call on you. Yes.
Blessed.
Sue.
Sanctified.
Yes.
God has created me.
Over here.
Chosen.
Brian.
Forgiven.
Yep.
Restored.
God, okay, does he know it's a verb? Comical. Okay, we're still going to go with that. All right. Awesome. Over here.
Died for
me. Yes.
Loved.
Boy, I'm back over here. Nikki.
Given the example of
Okay. Yes. Holy. Okay. Sanctified. Over here. Yes. Comfort. Okay. So I'm going to go back there. We don't always mention that as I'm thankful that God has disciplined me, but the Bible makes it clear he disciplines those who are his own and those he loves. We want to discipline the other kids in Wegmans. But we don't for a couple reasons. One, we don't want to go to jail. And secondly, they're not our kids. God disciplines those he loves. Over here, raise your hand. Verb, yes, changed me. All right, we go back and forth. That's awesome. Not only who God is, because here's what I want you to see. There are a lot of people sitting in church today who can come up with words about who God is, but they have never experienced the reality of God changing them. It's just who God is. He's kind of a theoretical spiritual being out there. And they talk, especially this time of year, you're going to hear lots of things about God out there. But has he changed you? Has he redeemed you? Has he pursued you? This time of year, you're going to hear more songs about God than ever in every type of setting, a secular store, in an elevator, all those places. But I'm not sure that it's really meant to be a praise to God for what he's done. It's because he's not really affected all those people's lives the way he has us. So it's good to not only say, this is who God is, but I'm thankful that God has blanked, changed me, or whatever verb you. Everybody have a good verb that you have in your card? That's another thing to remind yourself of. Because tomorrow morning, some of you are going to have the opportunity. you don't have to, you get to, okay? You have the opportunity to wake up and go to work. And maybe it's not the best place for you to think about going tomorrow or whatever. Maybe you're going to be heading off back to school and you're like, whatever. But tomorrow, I'm thankful that God is and what God has done for me. It's a good thing to give thanks. Now, here's a third one about giving thanks to God. And this is even more challenging, and it's going to be a little bit difficult, and some of you kind of wander away from the guidelines at times, and that's okay. But try to stick with this. First one was a noun, who God is. Second was a verb, what he's done for us. So the third one is, I'm thankful to God for. Now, here's what I want you to fill in. It doesn't have to be one word, but I don't want it to be a person. That will come later. We're going to thank God for people later. So I don't want you to do that. I want you to say, I'm thankful to God for something. That's what you're writing in, not a person. All right, so if you can work your way through that, that would be awesome. Let me read the one verse to guide you. Psalm 103 and verse 2. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I am thankful to God for it. So, again, you don't have to keep looking at me. You can look at your card. Write down something that you're thankful for. If you notice the person next to you has written down a person, tell them to put an arrow and use it someplace else in just a moment. I'm thankful to God for. I will give you an example in just a moment. It is a good thing to give thanks to God. I'm thankful for who he is, what he has done for me. And what done for me means how he has blessed me spiritually. And then I'm thankful for this. Here's my example from my own life. And some of these will apply to all of you or many of you. I'm thankful to God for the gift of music. Music is such a huge part of my life. And I'm thankful that God has placed that as part of my life. I love to worship him in music. So, raise your hand for me. Who wants to start? Raise your hand over here. Yes, I'm thankful God for?
His holy word.
Okay, for the Bible. Yes. Brian. Okay, for using you. Sue. Okay, yeah, sorry, I didn't quite hear you. Lori, go ahead. Church. Thank you, Lori. Over here, raise your hand.
I'm thankful
for his word. Yes. Yep, Deb. Peace. David.
Safety.
Safety.
All things beautiful.
Okay. Okay. Awana. Yes, I'm sorry.
Healing power,
yes.
Direction.
All right, for creation. Who said that? Sorry, who said that? A warm home. Or home. I hopefully some of you didn't think, oh, I got to go really deep. Clean water. Clothing. Food. And health, or at least access to health care to some degree. Sorry if I stole some of these, but these are some really awesome benefits. Yes. Anybody else on this side? Oh, yes.
Color.
Security. Okay. All right. It's Kathy. All right. So, lots of good things that we can be thankful to God for. Absolutely correct. If you've left the borders of this country, you realize that this is not a perfect place. But I'm thankful to God for USA. If you forget not all his benefits, you can travel around and you'll be reminded. So it is a good thing, is it not? It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Who he is, what he has done for us spiritually, and then the things that he has given to us in our lives. The things that are not exactly people. Now, I know there's more room on the card, so let's move here. I would like somebody to read, on this side, to read this verse for me from the Apostle Paul. Go ahead and put the next slide up, Rick, if you will. Go ahead. That's good. So somebody read this out loud.
I thank my God every time I remember you.
Okay, Paul is writing to a group of Christians, and when he thought about them, he was thankful when he remembered them and who they were. And so I hope you have some people in your life, when you think about them, you're thankful for them. You have maybe just one or two, maybe three, maybe four. So what I'd like you to do is, on the card, there are three spots. And I know that you probably have many more people than three that you're thankful for. And you can put family if you want to cover a bunch. But I'd like you to think outside the box a little bit. You can write down people like family, or if you're sitting next to your spouse, that might be good to put their name down there. So it's okay, but maybe think about someone else in your life that you're thankful for. Because you're going to do something with this. Maybe a coworker, a neighbor, a teacher, a coach, a friend. So go ahead and have some time with that. And those spaces, I want you to fill that up. Fill this up with some people in your life, some obvious people in your life that you are thankful for. I am not going to ask you to give responses because you may forget someone that's in the room, and I don't want to cause strife today or conflict. This is about giving thanks to God for who he is and then for people that he has brought into our lives. So I'm thankful for these people. And fill this out. Write down specific people. Go outside the box. That would be great. We have some young people in the room here, or we have some people in the room that have parents in the room with them, or grandparents. Don't answer this out loud, but when's the last time you said to your parents or your grandparents, I'm thankful for you? And you meant it, and it wasn't sarcastic. Or when's the last time you've done that? And you're saying, today. Today's the day I'm going to do that. So that would be awesome. So take that opportunity. So you have these down? You have the names down? You good? Just nod your head if you kind of have some names down you're working with. And so we're making it, we want to make it super practical for you. We want you to do something with this message, this interactive message. So if you received a bulletin, inside your bulletin, there's a thank you card. You see it? If you turn it over, is it blank? Pretty much? You can answer me out loud. Is it blank?
Yes.
What else is on it? a stamp. Let's be good stewards of God's money. We bought these stamps. So you or someone else will take this card and write it to somebody maybe that's out of town. Not, you know, don't give it to someone who's next to you with a stamp. That doesn't make any sense. But maybe there's somebody out of town that you're thankful for. Today, you're going to fill that out, and you're going to put it in the mailbox, and it's going to go to them. What's your, any excuses? Not really. Just go home, find the address, write it out. We have provided the stamp. I know some of you, when you get stuff in the mail and you're supposed to reply, you love it when it says postage paid. That makes your day. We have done that for you. So that person in your life or those people that you want to send a card to, it's already stamped. They might. So send this out. Fill it out and send it in the mail. So I know that not everyone gets a bulletin. So this is further how we want to make this interactive for you. As you leave today, there are two round tables in the foyer. One round table has non-stamped thank you cards, a number of different designs. Some of the young people in the room, you need to grab some of those cards, and tomorrow you need to give them to some of your teachers. Or you need to give them to a mom or a dad or a grandparent. You can do that. If you have more people that you want to send them to, we have another table that has stamped thank you cards. Because otherwise, this becomes just a message about Thanksgiving and we just walk out and do nothing with it. I want us to do something with it. Here's the slogan for the cards. You ready? Here's the slogan for the cards. Give what you take and take what you give. You with me? So, give what you take and take what you will give. I want you to do that today. And the card that we gave you, that everybody got the Give Thanks card, this... I want you to put this someplace where you'll look at it again. Maybe in your Bible, on a dresser, refrigerator, just to remind you of who God is, what He has done for you, and how the things that you are thankful for in your life from God and the people as well. And you also need to keep this in case you forget who you're supposed to send a postcard to or give a postcard to. And you say, Pastor Jay, this was kind of different today. I know, but I also know that if some of you take this challenge and hand out a postcard tomorrow to a teacher the first day back after Thanksgiving break and they don't want to be there, they're going to smile, but they don't want to be there. And you walk up and say, you know what? We talked about Thanksgiving in our church yesterday. I just want to give you a card because I'm thankful for you as a teacher. You're going to make their day. And you might even be a testimony. That coworker who comes in a grumbling tomorrow, it's not you, it's someone else. And you genuinely say to them, here, you don't even say it, you just put it on their desk. And it's just a thank you card. I appreciate working with you and all the help you give me. That's going to make their day. And they may say, well, why did you do that? Well, because in church yesterday we talked about how good it is to give thanks to God and to be thankful for other people. Is that going to be a testimony? Absolutely. What won't be a testimony, and I don't mean this in the wrong way, is for you to walk out the door and throw these in the garbage can. That might even hurt me. Take this and do that, okay? So I want you to do this. So, Bill, I need you to gather the ushers. We're going to end with an offering. We sent out an email, and if you didn't receive the email, here's the Thanksgiving offering that we're taking today, the details of what's happening with this offering. Last month in SOTUS, we had a terrible, terrible tragedy where three children lost their parents. They were murdered. And so this Thanksgiving offering is going to be used to provide the most pressing needs for those that have taken care of these three children. So we're going to be in contact with the school and asking them what are the most pressing needs to help these children and those who are taking care of them at this time. And so what we're going to do is Pam's going to come. I'm going to invite the worship team to come. You're going to sing the offering with us this morning. You can remain seated, guys. You can come up. And it's a beautiful song of giving thanks to the Lord and also an offering of thanksgiving.
Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the price you paid. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for unending grace. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for this life you gave. There is no one like you. There is no one like you, God. All my hope is in you, Jesus, Jesus.
Please join us standing.
Thank you for your promise. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your love, everything you've done for me. There is no one like you. There is no one like you, God. All my hope.
Good thing to give thanks to the Lord. You are dismissed.